The following segment is a paid commercial program by Christensen CPAs and Consultants. It's time for Ask the Expert on News Talk 1340 and 96.3 FM, KWLM.
Yes, and Joel Gratz, managing partner with Christensen and Associates, joins us. And Joel, a little change in that weather from earlier in the week.
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, very, very brisk this morning after that 90-degree day on Monday and Tuesday when I was out combining soybeans and sweating and not knowing what was going to happen next. And last night we were doing corn. And just about froze my tushy off last night. So yeah, it's quite a change.
It's a lot different though nowadays harvesting. I remember as a little kid riding in the flare box behind the corn picker when we were picking ears.
Ah.
And it'd be really chilly sometimes on a Saturday morning. You couldn't get enough clothes on, it seemed like. So
yeah, well, we still do it the old-fashioned way. I was in an open cab tractor yesterday with all that wind and stuff. So just so all the listeners know out there, I'm not soft, you know, like some of these CPA guys and gals out there. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear you're getting the harvest underway. Yeah. And so you guys wrapped up your beans or still have some left?
You know, we've been blessed. We did knock them out on Tuesday, and I don't know where these crops produce their commodities, but with no rain, we have been really surprised and blessed. We were not anticipating, you know, it's slightly better than average crop, I'd say, out there. I've been hearing a lot of guys and gals out there are pleasantly surprised. So that's great with the price that it is. We kind of need every bushel right now to kind of make it work.
Yeah, because both soybeans and corn are definitely lower than last year at this time, right?
Yeah, no, I would definitely. Yeah, several pennies, if we might get to dollars, actually, you know, at its less. So, yeah, it takes a lot of it now.
Right. Well, you brought a special guest in. We get to meet another member of your firm there at Christensen & Associates.
Yeah, no, we're really pleased to have Libby with me today, our full-time recruiter, which is something we've never done. She's a pioneer with us. Not that she's a pioneer in this industry, but she is helping us try to gain some traction and get some more folks working for us.
Yeah. So Libby, welcome, and tell us a little bit about yourself, your background a little bit, and maybe your family and so forth.
Oh, yeah. So, well, I'm local to Wilmer. I have lived here, well, I shouldn't say I live here right now, but I've lived in the area my whole life, grew up here. I have family roots here. My mom, my sister, my grandma, they all still live here. My background, I, you know, started off in sales and went into banking and then landed in recruiting and just found that passion for, you know, talking to people, finding them like their best career and helping them develop. Yeah.
So when you went to college, then what was your major at that time then?
Oh, yeah. I actually went for criminal justice. Mm-hmm. So kind of flipped gears, right?
I think I knew that, but wow, interesting. Yeah. I'm a little nervous now sitting next to her in the studio. Okay.
Yeah. So you mentioned the recruiting. You know, it's challenging, I'm sure. You must like a challenge.
I do, actually, and that's actually kind of why I really wanted to take on this role at Christensen is because, you know, being the pioneer, them not having this role, right? Like, I think during my interview, I said, like, I want a challenge. I want to be able to take something that hasn't been done before in a firm and do it. And especially in, like, today's market, right? Like, I mean, I think a lot of businesses have now hiring signs up or are posting stuff online. So I definitely enjoy kind of finding that, so...
Yeah, it's definitely something not new in the CPA industry or the public accounting, but it's definitely new for us at Christensen. We had one person in our HR department that had to wear multiple hats, and as we've grown, we realized and how difficult, like you said, Bill and Libby, that we just needed to add a little more fuel to the fire and add some more depth to our ops team, which is another fancy word for our administration who helps me and the partners run the firm. And Libby, when did you join us in the summer, right?
Yeah, probably end of July, I believe.
End of July. And we just realized in order to get the people we want, we have to up our game. And Libby, no pressure, was the first piece of that puzzle to up our game.
Ah, very good. Now, you mentioned through different shows, Joel, that some of your people work off campus now. You know, with the technology being what it is, some of your full-time employees are based elsewhere, right?
Yeah, no, we're really pleased with that. Libby, if you want to speak to that as far as our stats, what we have working remote?
Yeah, of course, yeah. So I would say about 35 to 40% of our staff is remote. And I think, I mean, in the next month, we're adding adding two more or next within the end of the year. I think at least two more that'll be remote. So continually adding, and that's kind of the, I think the shift in the industry is a lot of people are looking for that remote to help build up that work-life balance. It kind of allows them not to have to make that commute into town.
Right.
And it's nice that a company like Christensen can offer that to employees. You know, it's a great benefit, you know.
And when we say remote, we're actually talking
out of state. Right?
Out of state, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I'm not bragging about it. It's just kind of where we've been. And one of our, you know, our niches is the renewable fuels industry. Mm-hmm. And that's a very, very comfortable way to get remote when you have locations and services that do extend nationally. That becomes a real obvious opportunity for us. So I would say most of our remote workers work in that venue almost exclusively, but we do have accounting people, bookkeeping people, tax people that do work remotely as well.
Mm-hmm. So where is the greatest need right now with your firm, Libby, as far as who are you really looking to hire here?
Yeah, I think right now, and Joel could probably speak to this more, is tax. We need a lot of tax accountants, a lot of people to help with that. There's always a need for that, I think, in every firm, but especially as, you know, the season starts up or is kind of starting to ramp up, definitely need it within the firm. And again, looking, you know, for opportunities where we can explore remote and see if that's an opportunity in those sectors. So
taxes is a local thing, and I'm part of the tax, and we had some turnover for the right reasons. They had some family things that they needed to do. One gentleman was kind of my right hand in the farm side, and he went back to the family farm in his region. You remember Kyle? He came in a couple times.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He moved back.
Is he from up by North Dakota?
Yeah. Winger. Yeah, he's up by Winger. Yeah. So my tax department has needs. I call them opportunities. Mm-hmm. We have a great client base, and we need to support that. But even more of demand, wouldn't you say, is Carrie's group and the compliance team, which is that international, but I guess it is international, but national focus, working in the renewable fuels. And we, in a perfect world, how many people would we want to hire there?
Oh, gosh, at least six, I would say, for her team. And that would be like in the next 6 months or less.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge opportunity. You hear about carbon sequestration CI scores. That's what that group does. And I'm not going to go any farther because I'm sure I will mess it up. And my partner, Carrie, will tell me, shame on you for even trying. But it's a very hot industry. There's a lot of tax credits for it. So we have to work with them and they have to work with us. And I think they actually have a higher demand as far as the opportunities that are coming. In tax, it's like just to fill the holes, and hers is to actually grow it because there's that much need and that much demand.
So that's kind of a specialized field, though, I would guess.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
So how do you get trained for that? Or, you know,
go for it.
Yeah. I mean, I probably know super high level, so Joel probably knows the nitty gritties. But, you know, I think a lot of it is hands-on experience working in those areas and developing, right? So getting partnered up with someone like Carrie or one of our supervisors or managers and kind of just learning the ropes. Our team also has a staff accountants that have the opportunity to work on that team as well. So they come in a couple, you know, just out of college potentially, or even interning, and they get a chance to work with her and her team and kind of develop those skills and see if that is a passion and a career avenue that they want to go down. So.
I appreciate that question, Bill, because that group is not accountants necessarily. You can be an accountant in that industry, but we're actually hiring finance majors. We're hiring math majors, statisticians,
poli sci.
So it's a, and I know your Bill's like, are you sure you're an accounting firm? It's a really unique segment for us. And for people listening, if they've got sons, daughters, grandsons, whatever, nephews, nieces, and maybe even their best friend's dog, you know, we'd hire anybody just to, sorry, did I say that out loud? That we're that desperate?
Yeah.
We're not that desperate. We have so much opportunity, Bill, that we're not hiring what the standard, like what Joel Gratz is, just that, that square guy with the green visor. We don't hire that anymore. I wasn't that
I never either. Pictured you, that, you like that anyway.
I was hoping you'd say that, Bill. Thank you. So that just a unique thing, what you say, Libby, that those folks are the SWAT of who we can grab from that as far as hiring is much wider than probably what a tax accountant might be. That is more narrow, still specialized, but more traditional as the tax, whereas the other folks are not. So keep that in mind if you're out there listening.
And this sounds like a real growth opportunity, too. This is not just going to be, flash in the pan. These jobs are going to be around a while.
Yeah, I mean, from my understanding, there's different contracts and different lengths. But, yeah, they're definitely going to be around for a long time. And I think the great part about developing that is there's always different things that are going to come up, right? As technology advances, as like the industry advances, there's always going to be new opportunities within that too.
Yeah. I know Delta's doing quite an advertising campaign now, the airline, about using renewable fuel in their planes, you know.
Yep, so that could be a big push in that industry.
It really
as well.
Could be, because I'm sure they consume a lot of fuel in the airline industry.
Could you imagine the amount of fuel? Yeah, and that's the problem. There's not enough production.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of nuances to get to that point. So the industry's growing for sure on that.
Yeah. You know, it's a few years ago, but they kind of had what they call the Bring 'Em Home campaign to bring some of the young people back that maybe had, you know, graduated high school in the area here, but then went off to college elsewhere and settled in maybe a different part of the country, but then were maybe a little homesick or whatever. They, you know, they realized, you know, we often don't appreciate what we have until we don't have it.
Yeah.
And people said, well, you know, I kind of miss having a little more space and maybe not that headache to get to work in the morning, you know, a pretty simple commute. So are you finding any applicants at all like that, that maybe have been away from home, maybe even 10 years or whatever, and are looking maybe to come back?
Yeah, I mean, so far I haven't seen a ton of that, unfortunately, but I think it's about, like you said, bringing up like those home roots. You have more space, right? It's about the community that we live in. And I think that's super important when we're talking to candidates. And when I talk to, you know, college students, and we actually were at college visits recently, and I talked to someone, and he's like, I'm from Wilmer, and I actually want to do an internship. And I was like, what? I was like, that's amazing. Come talk to me. Like, give me your info. Like, let's get connected. So I think a lot of the college kids are looking at that viewpoint more of like wanting to go back home instead of going to the bigger city, right? Where it takes 30 minutes, you know, from my perspective, to go to Target, right? You don't want to spend 30 minutes to run to the store quick, right? You want to just drive down the road.
And we've all heard about, you know, and there has been tremendous inflation in the cost of living and things like that, but Absolutely. Still compare, you know, this area to say San Francisco or somewhere, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it's hard to even imagine the kind of income you need to even, you know, have a subsistence living.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
no,
so
I agree. Yeah, it's inflation has done its job, that's for sure, I guess, but whatever that means. But.
So are these salaries competitive then?
Yes.
You know, depending on qualifications, I would imagine, and so forth.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So, I mean, that's actually something that I think, like, within the firm, we do a really great job. We definitely stay competitive, and we aren't afraid that, you know, in the middle of the year, if we see something that needs to be changed, the firm isn't afraid to change that and have that conversation and be honest and upfront about it, right? And make it so people can live their lives.
Yeah. What about benefits too, Joel? Because people really, that's almost more important sometimes than the salary.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as benefits, I think we have a really robust, you know, package. We offer a lot of work-life balance in that. You know, PTO is definitely important to a lot of people, and the firm understands that. We have great, you know, other medical, dental, anything like that. But I think beyond just like those air quote like benefits, we offer, like I said, that work-life balance and that flexibility, right? We understand that life happens and that comes first. So,
yeah. And, right. and can be unpredictable at times, too, right?
I Absolutely. Mean, things yeah, happen, life is know. Unpredictable, yeah, isn't it? I wish I could predict it, for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, you're large and growing, but you're small enough yet, you know, to actually provide some of those opportunities where maybe some really mega company, you know, you wouldn't be able to get time off or whatever in an emergency.
Yeah, we try hard to work together as a team, collaborate, and if someone is out or has a life thing, like you said, we try to flex where we can. And when you're a smaller firm, one person leaving makes a dent, right? Mm-hmm. Or actually makes a cavern, right? So we're hoping to get to that next economies of scale where you don't feel it as much, so that it's consistent service. So I have another person sitting in the wings to do that. It's an investment, though. And it takes time to build that. And that's what we're doing right now, and why we hired Libby to come on and build that infrastructure for us. And I don't think salary is the number one thing people look at anymore.
No.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think that they're, I mean, it's a part, right? It's a factor. But I think people want to look at the growth too, the flexibility, right? And I think the great part about our firm is that we have that ability that if someone has a passion for something, we can help them develop that, right? Mm-hmm. Build out different lines, service lines, you know, help them find that passion and support them in their training.
And we try to add the flexibility. We actually take a sabbatical, Bill, in November, right, during the Thanksgiving week, where it's all paid. And everybody just takes the time to recharge and try to get ready for the seasons. We have multiple seasons, multiple departments. We do that. We also have what we call Camp Christensen, where we fly everybody in remote. We spend time together, getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. We find that to be a valuable investment. We just had that 2 weeks ago up at beautiful shores of Lake Andrew. So that mm-hmm. was awesome. Help me out. I know I'm missing some other awesome things we do.
Yeah, I mean, just to build on the Camp Christensen, right? Like, I think that's it's something where I've always worked remote or pretty much worked remote in the last 6 years, and you never felt that connectedness with your team, or you didn't always feel that, right? Like, you can do a Teams call, you can do that kind of stuff, but to be able to see my peers and my teammates in person and have them come and talk about the firm and have that open communication, which I think, again, is a benefit, maybe not one that everyone talks about as far as company goes, but having that open, honest communication and that straight talk that we have, you know, it was great to be able to see people, to build up the team, to have those activities and strategy meetings, things like that, in person versus online. I mean, beyond that, I would say, you know, when it comes to the growth, we actually, for a benefit, when I talk to candidates, that's what they're looking for, right? We actually just initiated career advisors within the firm. So they get paired up with someone to kind of help them with that development and that career path where they're going to end up. I mean, beyond that, we've got a ton, right? Like, I could probably go on for hours about it.
We could. Yeah.
What would you just say if you had to pick a number as the average age of people that are at your firm?
Wow. Average age?
Yeah.
If I was to shoot from the hip, I would say about 35.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I'd probably say that lines up. Yeah.
Thank you for not making me seem stupid on the radio.
So how do you look at that? How does that compare in the industry, do you think?
I would say we're pretty much in line in the industry when mm-hmm. it comes to that. The older, more senior, which I happen to be now, which is hard to believe, you know, we're, as you build a model, we're probably the minority. But that's how it kind of works, and we just think we have a very vibrant, high energy, high opportunity firm that we think we. And I'm not trying to make this into a sell for Christensen, but you know, it's a tough market out there, and we have to show that we're different, and we feel we are different. And the renewable fuels industry is something a lot of candidates find very appealing, and I think a lot of the candidates want to do something that matters. Mm-hmm. And so they're just pushing numbers. They want to know why are we doing this? You know, what is the impact? And doing something renewable and sustainable is very attractive to a lot of folks. Would you say, Libby?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Yeah. I mean, coming from like my perspective, you definitely want to make that impact. You want to make the future better, right? Leave it better than how you found it.
Yeah.
So we've had to, older firm, 30 plus years, almost 35, you know, or it's 35 plus. 87, do the math. We've had to really flex and change, and we're changing as fast as we can to accommodate flexible schedules and hybrid environments and technology to support that. And we're doing the best we can. We're not perfect by any means. I'm not trying to say that to any of the listeners out there, but we try really hard and we really mean it. And we get to know each other. But one of the first things that I do as a managing partner is I get to meet every single person we hire, whether I work with them directly or not. That's been really powerful for me. All the partners actually, I think, are at times scheduled to do that, which we think is really valuable. So they know what's all happening. We've added some benefits for, you know, maternity leave, paternity leave. That's something new that we just added. Something that my wife wished I would have had probably years ago through my brood of four young men.
2,200 hours a year too. I think a lot of firms or a lot of accountants are used to like the 2,400 to 2,500 hours a year working. So a part of a huge benefit is 2,200 hours a year, right? We kind of want to make sure that they have that availability to take, you know,
and that's just our general concept as far as hours expectation. If you have different seasons, you might work longer at one and work less in the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On the summer, we actually close our offices on Fridays. Not that you can't work if you so choose and flex your time. That's also attractive. That was the other thing I was trying to mention in the summers.
Yeah.
We try to do that as well, which is becoming more common in our industry. I think all the firms probably in town here do that. And again, we're all fighting for the same resources, all of us. If it's, you know, Lakeland Broadcasting, if it's Christensen, we're all just trying to find the people that are the right fit. And I think there's people trying to have the right fit. And the market is so tight you know, and so I have Libby, and the standard stuff wasn't working as well, and now we've got Superwoman Libby here.
Yes,
to do all that stuff, and so we're really displeased at the firm, and it can be exhausting trying to move the rock, right, and keep pushing the rocks forward, but we really feel like we're doing a good job and truly care about all our clients and the staff for that matter.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting news. Nice to meet you,
nice
Libby, and I hope you do exceedingly well at your job, that Joel gives you a big raise at the end of the year. How does that sound?
Perfect.
It sounds good to me.
That would be great. We have no problem doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got incentive plans. We got bonuses.
Yeah.
It's all an investment as far as our, you know, our cost. I mean, people are our biggest asset. So,
and that's sure. that, you know, that's the thing. It's more than just lip service, though, right?
I really feel it is, yeah. What's the best way to get a hold of you, Libby?
Yeah, so you can reach me at my direct line at 320-441-5517. You can also visit our webpage and go to the career section, and you can contact me that way. And then, yeah, looking forward to hopefully getting in touch with some people.
Yeah, and we wish all the farmers out there good luck with their season and a safe one. And if you have any daughters, sons, granddaughters, grandsons, all that, who have a farming interest but maybe don't have room on the farm, I can create them into a farm tax CPA without any question. So I would love to teach and mentor. So that's me getting down on bended knee right now, Bill, because I really would love to teach that to the next generation. And one of our goals is to be that dynasty in West Central Minnesota. We have the farm knowledge. We just have to teach it, grow it, and we want to spread the gospel to as many people as possible.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful. It's a great industry, no question. It's a vital industry, which
for
we
us
really,
out here it is.
It
yeah.
really is. So,
yeah.
Well, again, Libby, have a good day and a good weekend. And Joel, thanks for bringing her out and introducing us
to her. You bet. Thank you, Bill. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Thank you.
Care.